This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us. Yeah, I took off Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday was a public holiday last week, and I took a nice long weekend, which was absolutely wonderful. All right, I think this is also wonderful. I know I shouldn't be rejoicing in it, but former Israeli minister to be charged over Malkulaifa issue, that strikes me as being really good news.
So just to remind listeners about that, so as listeners are now well aware, Malkulaifa is back in Australia. She's under lock and key in Melbourne, awaiting trial and due to appear in court in the Melbourne Magistrates Court on July 30, having been extradited from Israel back to Australia after 10 years and after many years of efforts to make that extradition happen. During the last couple of years of that attempt to extradite her, when one of the people in Israel who came out in her defense was the then Deputy Health Minister, Yaakov Litzman. And now, and 2 years ago, Israeli police recommended that he be charged for allegedly aiding Malkulaifa to avoid justice. And now what's happened, the news, is that the Attorney General is due to charge Yaakov Litzman within weeks. And Israeli media have reported this, and they said he will face charges of bearing false witness, of fraud and breach of trust by the Attorney General.
Unbelievable.
And this is in relation to allegedly pressuring employees in his office at the time as Deputy Health Minister to alter the conclusions of psychiatric evaluations that had said that Malkulaifa was fit for extradition. So he's being charged with having his staff alter those conclusions.
You just wonder what the motivation is.
I guess one can only speculate. I mean,
of course.
If it's true, I'm innocent until proven guilty. But interestingly, as a aside to that, he's also accused of helping prevent the closure of a food business, which his own ministry had deemed to be unsanitary. Yeah. And he obviously has emphasized that he's denied having done anything wrong, saying he's always acted in the public interest with full transparency and according to the law. And so and by the way, he stepped down after 18 years as chair of the United Torah Judaism Party, an ultra-Orthodox party, and now he's awaiting charges from the Attorney General on these issues. So certainly this is another side story to the ongoing Malkulaifa saga.
Yeah, unbelievable. Really, really just incredible. You just wonder, with a little bit of perspective, and once this case goes ahead and everything comes out, what he will feel. Do you think he'll be able? I mean, we don't know. As you say, it's all speculation. But I'm always fascinated by the human nature of this type of thing and what push. You know, in one of the talks that I do in terms of ethics, one of the lines that I use, and it's a very South African line, is nobody wakes up in the morning and decides today I'm going to be a Gupta. We get there slowly, you know, and it's a slow process to become, in inverted commas, a Gupta. And I just wonder, when I look at a situation like this, where you've got a seemingly religious guy, you've got a guy that you would assume is law-abiding as well as religiously observant, who's holding ethically, I would imagine, holds himself to a high standard, and yet is capable of allegedly doing this sort of thing, pressurizing his department to say things that actually are untrue, etc. It's so fascinating to me.
It is a fascinating discussion, and one can only presume or speculate that he'll say that he was acting in the best interests of the law to give her. Yeah, I mean, one can only speculate.
Well, your next headline, so it's just for any of our listeners who don't know, what happens is Vic sends me the stories that he'd like to talk about, the news that's in Australia, just so I can be fully prepared for the interview. And the next one actually gave me a fright because I read it incorrectly. And what I read was death of worldwide Catholic-Jewish relations. And I thought, oh my word, Vic, like what is happening in Australia that I didn't know? But in fact, it's wrong. Not wrong. I read it wrong. It's death of a giant in worldwide Catholic-Jewish relations. So although obviously I'm quite, unhappy to hear that, it certainly wasn't what I thought it was. Who is the giant?
So his name is Cardinal Edward Cassidy, mm-hmm. Former Australian. And for the last 33 years, he was a senior cardinal at the Vatican, no less. And way back when, 1989, he was appointed president of one of the Pope's Council for Promoting Christian Unity. So now Cardinal Cassidy has become a champion. Essentially, he's become a champion of the Jewish people. And by the way, he died just a few days ago, and his funeral was held here in Sydney. But he was appointed by Pope John Paul II to a position of president of relations between the Vatican and the Jewish people worldwide. And it's an absolute understatement to say that he came to this position at a time of deep distrust between the Jewish world and the Catholic world. And since taking on the role, he has become a giant in global Jewish-Catholic relations, in advancing Jewish-Catholic relations. And one example where I saw him in action, many listeners will be familiar with the phrase Nostra Aetate. Now, that's a document, a landmark document, which the Vatican issued in 1965, so 60 years ago. A document which said that the Jews are not to be held responsible for the death of Jesus. And that document, 1965, was a watershed in changing Jewish-Catholic relations from being a pretty tense state to very positive. And Cardinal Cassidy has been very involved with advancing those relations. So here in Sydney, in 2005, which was the 40th anniversary of that landmark Vatican document, the Jewish Board of Deputies and a major Catholic organization held a major ceremony in the Great Synagogue, which is the oldest synagogue on the Australian mainland, going back to 1789. We held a major ceremony for 500 people to mark Jewish-Catholic relations. And one of the keynote speakers, by the way, was Rabbi David Rosen, formerly from the Green and Seed Point Synagogue in Cape Town. And David Rosen, who's a close personal friend, is also a key person at the Vatican. And Cardinal Cassidy was a key person from the Catholic perspective. 10 years later, 2015, we had another ceremony to mark 50 years since this landmark statement. And all the way through, Cardinal Cassidy has been an absolute champion in advocating the strength of Jewish-Catholic relationships, acknowledging that the Catholic faith is a sister, a daughter, whatever the word is, of the Jewish faith, and he passed away recently, and a real loss in terms of the vital importance of relations between the Jewish world and the Catholic world, which numbers, I might remind people, over a billion people. So
incredible.
It's a serious
really
faith.
Really incredible. Unfortunately, that all we do have time for, it is 7 o'clock. Vic Aladev, is this your last, this is not your last week on the show, and I just want to be very, very clear about that. We'll definitely be chatting to you next week, but it is your last week as the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. How are you feeling?
It's actually my penultimate one.
Oh, is it
my
penultimate?
Final day.
Yeah.
Is May the 14th, which has significance for other issues, some people
of course.
Might recall.
Yes. Oh, so we do get, so then we do get to talk to you about it next week. Is that right?
Indeed, yes.
Okay, so then next week I'm giving you a heads up. I would love you to take the opportunity for all of us to look back on your experience as the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. It would be very interesting for us to hear it.
An honor and a pleasure.
All right, lovely.
I look forward to that.